Hello, this is Master Mark Sirianis, and welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. I'm your host, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. We are a member of the Believe Network. Do you believe? Today's show, as always, is presented by Bet Online. We are talking today, we cannot avoid talking today about the suspension of Coach Gareth Brown, and of course, the lifting of that suspension. And the reason that we are talking about it is, to a large degree, all of the misinformation and all of the conjecture and speculation that the entire incident and the controversy that it has generated. So we wanted to set the record clear. You know, we always try to focus on positive information, but we are a news organization. We have to provide news, and we believe we owe it to our listeners to provide truthful information. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines and the latest matchup reports for this year's NBA playoffs. Bet Online is your sports intel headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your insider sports wagering needs. From basketball, MLB, NHL, golf, to UFC and boxing, the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your home. Get into the action today, so head over to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device and join, and be sure to use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the games start. Okay, so just to give you a way of background, who's Gareth Brown? Gareth Brown is one of the Gareth Brown and Coach Paul Green came over from the United Kingdom program. They were it was a big deal. They came to USAT. A lot of announcements regarding them coming over. They have been the national team coaches for USAT and working with the athletes at the National Center of Excellence. Gareth Brown personally is at the National Center of Excellence, the coach who coached Anna Zalotich, U.S. women's gold medalist in the last Olympics. So, certainly a great visible presence in USAT and someone who has had relative success here. Now, who is SafeSport, the other player involved in this? SafeSport is, as we've talked about, as we've written about, the organization that is responsible for making certain that coaches, referees, athletes, anyone in contact with the athletes has been subject to background check and has been vetted to be able to be have close contact with the athletes who are under the age of 18. If you're over 18, if you're on the, anytime you go to these large tournaments, you'll hear that if you're not safe, you cannot volunteer if you're over the age of 18, if you're not safe sports certified, because they provide all of the background checks. Now, some organizations like AAU, as far as I know, don't use that. But people who've had issues and concerns, SafeSport is the organization that provides a list, and USAT, as the NGB, the national governing body, utilizes that list, as does World Taekwondo, to if someone's suspended as a result of a pending allegation, then they honor that, and SafeSport, as an independent body, is responsible for investigating. Okay, so for myself, as like a Taekwondo referee, I am state sports certified. I've gone through the training. I've gone through the background checks, so on and so forth. So on April 27th, shocking the U.S. and Taekwondo world, right on the heels of 30 days out from the World Taekwondo Championships, USAT announced that Coach Gareth Brown had been suspended as a result of a pending SafeSport investigation. Now, the issue, the biggest issue with this is that for most people, when they hear safe sport, they think sexual misconduct, because that is a lot of what safe sport does. So due to the confidentiality of both the athletes and even of the person being investigated, they simply announced that there's a suspension list, right? And that suspension list has somebody's name on it as a result of a pending safe sport investigation. So April 28th, USAT put out on April 27th, the U.S. Center for Safe Sport issued a temporary suspension against Coach Gareth Brown while it carries out an investigation into allegations recently made against him. As a result, Coach Brown has been relieved of his duties as U.S. national team until the center reaches its conclusions and it reaches a decision. It is important to note, as with any safe sport action, a temporary suspension includes no assumption of guilt, facilitates a fair investigation process for all. USAT respects the confidentiality of the safe sport process to protect all involved and issuing no further comment until the matter is concluded. I think that's a reasonable approach, and it's a reasonable statement, short, sweet, and to the point. However, what happens in the gap is that people assume and say various things, which is not appropriate. And one of the big criticisms of safe sport is that any allegation that's made leads to this type of a suspension, and therefore people will presume the worst. The upside for that, as far as I'm concerned, is while I do understand that and false allegations is a terrible disease, obviously we can't be too careful about protecting the athletes. And now I'll give a short word from our sponsor. Okay, welcome back. So, as little time went on, there was leaked on Facebook the discussion that the suspension was not based upon sexual or inappropriate behavior on the part of Brown as it relates to this type of, you know, behavior that we've read about but never been associated with Coach Brown, that it related to his behavior with athletes that were in need of medical rehabilitation, his pushing the athletes too hard, and his disregard for the medical process. So therefore creating harm to athletes based upon desiring, right? It's an age-old sports trope, right? Which is that coaches, even athletes themselves, that will put their health and safety secondary to winning and the goals. So on that basis, those allegations, that was what was rumored, okay? Whether or not that was true at the time, we didn't know, but it sort of led us to the belief that perhaps this leak was to lead us to away from another path of thinking the allegations were related to something prurient. So in the last several days, it has come to light that the temporary suspension has been lifted. And the May 28th statement from USAT is following a hearing conducted by an independent arbitrator under the Safe Sport Code. The temporary suspension that had been imposed by U.S. Center for Safe Sport upon U.S. national team head coach Gareth Brown has been lifted. While Safe Sport investigates misconduct allegations, this has been removed with immediate effect, and Coach Brown is therefore being reinstated to his duties with the national team. Coach Brown and USATKD will fully comply with the decision of the independent arbitrator, and they make no further comments or statements, which again is understandable. And Coach Brown immediately headed on a plane and went to Baku because May 28th, the World Taekwondo Championships were already in effect. So that didn't leave us with much. There was a lot of railing from certain people on the internet. A former gold medalist for U.S. Who is highly critical of USAT had a lot of things to say. He's one of the ones who really heavily publicized, heavily promoted Gareth Brown's suspension. He's been very vocal as being not in favor of them. But now, in the coming days, a statement was leaked or issued, and it appears to have been issued by the person who made the SafeSport complaint, I guess as a result of hedging off against the backlash. And I wanted to read from that. He wrote, I have chosen to remain silent out of respect for the process and maintain the dignity and confidentiality of the people involved. Okay, but however, my hand has basically been forced into addressing this issue. So he writes who he is, and he's been involved with Taekwondo for 35 years in one form or another. He was a fully funded athlete, and he is a medical. In 2021, started working with USAT, and he has the highest regard for such people as like Dr. Mindy Kelly. He ceased working with the organization in June of 2022 when he raised concerns about the welfare of athletes based upon the coaches. And again, it was based upon what he believes, but again, he's not a coach, a quote-unquote toxic atmosphere, which I have to be honest, I'm not saying he's wrong, but in today's day and age, the use of the term toxic is so overused, I'm not really sure what that means. He's a British psychotherapist and a professional, and he felt it was his obligation to report what he believes he was obligated to report what he perceives as abuse. So he's indicated that people have alleged that it was based upon retaliatory measures, it was based upon lack of money, it was based upon a number of things, and he goes on to discount that. He goes on to say that it was based upon the fact that he voiced several concerns to USAT about Gareth Brown's approach to recovering athletes that he felt was disregarded. So, you know, my position on this is, and therefore he has met with a lot of recrimination and a lot of backlash and a lot of abuse. So here's my sense of it, and this is what I wanted to wrap up with, right? So I believe in safe sport. I believe in the process. I believe it's apolitical, and I believe it's independent. So do I accept their finding that Gareth Brown, that the suspension against Gareth Brown was not justified? Yes, I do. Do I know anything about the individual who filed the complaint? No, I do not. Did I read his statement word for word directly from his mouth? Yes. Do I have any reason to believe what he's saying and how he felt is untrue? No, I don't. Okay. So, therefore, my only comment, my only position on this is that I believe that the process, it is an indication that the process works. The doctor did what he felt was appropriate, right? That's all you could ever ask anyone to do, is to do what he felt was appropriate. He felt he was protecting athletes. He raised an issue. He had believed he had a legal obligation. His obligation is not the same as that of the average person. He raised the obligation. He raised the concern. The concern was turned over to the committee, and the process worked. Now, the committee, which is supposedly independent, which supposedly is there to protect the athletes, determined that his allegations were unfounded. Okay, does that mean he's a bad person? No. Does that automatically mean his motives were scurrilous? No. It simply means that there was a differing of opinion as it relates to that. Does that mean that Gareth Brown doesn't push athletes hard? Well, no. I don't know any coach who works with athletes who doesn't push them hard. Does that mean he pushed them too hard? Well, according to Safe Sport, he didn't. Okay? So I don't know. I haven't been intimately involved with what happens with the athletes. However, my opinion is we have to respect the process, or we have to then just get somebody else who is going to take over this role. I certainly feel safer at a USAT event than I do at an event with people that don't get to be safe sport vetted, right? So I do feel really, really good about that. And I feel happy that somebody responded to the allegation in the way that they did and they investigated it. Am I always little suspect that there's the opportunity for false allegations and retaliatory allegations? Of course, that exists in any system. But a thorough vetting, they took 30 days or more to investigate it. It may have been longer than that. and came to the conclusion that the allegations were unfounded. That does not in and of itself mean that that person should, who made the allegation, should be subject to retaliation, should be subject to scorn, or should be subject to anything. He did what he felt was the right thing to do. And the conclusion and the process played itself out. So what disturbs me most is, one of the reasons why we stayed silent on it is, there really wasn't much to say. We let the process play out. We didn't rush to post. We didn't rush to pass judgment because we wanted to see what was going to be said. That being said, more power to the people at SafeSport. You know I am. I don't hide it. I am. USAT is not a perfect organization, but I am a big fan of USAT, and I believe the commitment of the USAT there is great. I believe the commitment of the program is great, and I believe the commitment of the medical staff that I've met is great. So we do care about athletes. They tell you, first thing they tell you as a referee, your first obligation is to safety, your second obligation is to fairness. They drill that in. So do I believe the organization's committed to it? I do. If anybody has any desire for more information or has any more information that they want to share, feel free to reach out to me. This is Master Mark for Taekwondo Life Magazine. This episode has been presented to you by Bet Online. Please be sure to like and subscribe.